And on to our fifth and final story of the program, Japan has welcomed the UN Security Council's adoption of fresh sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program.
I highly appreciate the unanimous and rapid adoption of a remarkably tough sanctions resolution against North Korea. I think that the international community will be required to firmly implement this resolution from here on. It's important to put an unprecedented level of pressure on North Korea to make it change its policies.
Abe also said that Japan will continue to cooperate with the international community in order to make North Korea change its policies. South Korea has also hailed the resolution, saying the only way for Pyongyang to escape isolation and economic hardship is to end its nuclear program. The council unanimously adopted the U.S. proposed resolution a week after North Korea tested its hydrogen bomb. Following the vote, Washington's U.N. envoy Nikki Haley said that the world will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea.
Today we are saying the world will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. And today the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves.
Haley added that the U.S. is not looking for war with North Korea and that Pyongyang has not yet passed the point of no return. The new sanctions will target the country's textile industry and will cap crude oil exports to the nuclear-armed nation. The resolution was less tough than a previous version proposed by Washington. In response, North Korea warned that the U.S. Would pay a, quote, due price for spearheading efforts on the U.N. sanctions. Well, joining us now from Brisbane is geopolitical analyst Mr. James O'Neill. Mr. O'Neill, welcome to Press TV's Top 5. With the adoption of these new UNSC sanctions, which direction do you think the tensions with North Korea will head now?
They won't improve any more than they've improved after previous sanctions and previous threats that now have a history of some 60 or 70 years. If they think that the North Koreans are going to capitulate because of this latest round of sanctions, then they're profoundly mistaken. North Korea has no incentive to give up its nuclear program because of these threats. And if there is ever to be a resolution of the matter, it's not going to be achieved by sanctions and by threats and by this blustering backwards and forwards talk by either side. Both Russia and China have proposed a resolution of the matter where the parties sit down. There was a freeze on nuclear tests by the Koreans and a freeze on military activities by the Americans and their allies. That has to be the minimum starting point. What happened today in the United Nations Security Council has not advanced the matter one iota.
All right, thank you very much. James O'Neill, geopolitical analyst, joining us from Brisbane.